Welcome back into the Fifth Line Podcast, our second of the season. I'm Jordan Mills, joined here by Matt Pfeffer, and we have a special guest here with us, Taylor Hall.
The Taylor Hall.
I don't know why you're in Columbus, considering that...
Clearly on the IR as of today, so...
Yeah, so...
We had access to players, and we have some friends over at New Jersey Devils, so welcome to the podcast, Taylor Hall.
I wish I was the Taylor Hall.
I mean, you are the Taylor Hall to us.
Yeah, you're...
Thank you.
Well, we've already determined you're the cooler Taylor Hall. How about that?
It's true.
That's true.
So, second podcast of the season. Excited to be here. Hey, we are at Brothers for the celebrity bartending event. We got Josh Anderson coming, Boone Jenner coming, and who else is going to be here?
Lucas Sedlak. Sed Kitty.
Dalton Prout is a scratch tonight because he got hurt or something. I don't know. He was a healthy scratch last game, so I would assume.
I don't think he was a healthy scratch.
Maybe
they said he like locked up in warm up or something.
So
because he was at warm ups, then he didn't play.
All right, fair enough.
Maybe he's locked up in his room and he can't get out.
I mean, somebody should probably help him. I feel
like the trainers are supposed to be helping those players out like that. So
But hey, the Jackets! What a season that we are having right now. We have we've tied the franchise record for the best start ever.
Yeah,
I mean that's exciting.
I'll take it.
I mean, I attribute it all back to I feel like there were not a lot of expectations coming into this season, and there wasn't a lot of pressure there. So the team is they're a young team, and they're not, you know, that pressure's not there.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like they're just like, let's just go out and win this thing.
Well, we already said this once. We had a very, very terrible preseason, which usually constitutes a good regular season.
Yeah.
And
that's true, because every good preseason we had, we came out and were terrible to start the season.
Just out on our face, yeah. So I attribute this to Torts' regimen of making the players so tired, making the players really, really tired. There, I'm fixing Taylor Hall's microphone.
I tried
right
to
now.
Subliminally, like,
yeah,
send it over there.
Hey,
take your microphone.
That's not what it looked like at all.
I don't want to know what it looked like.
Yeah, he was squashing you with his two fingers. He's like, squash, squash.
Something like that.
All right, so anyway, I really believe that we're on the right track. Our young guys are stepping up very quickly.
They are. Zach Werenski.
Yes.
Let's talk about this. I don't know. I mean, this podcast will air like in a day or two, but let's just say right now he has more points on the season than Auston Matthews.
That's insane.
13 points in 13 games, I think. Are
yeah.
we 13 games in?
Yeah.
And Auston Matthews has 12. So, I mean,
I think
that in itself speaks volumes.
Well, and I think he's surrounded by some good veterans.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Toronto has the luxury of surrounding Auston Matthews with a bunch of good veterans.
Yeah.
He's got guys who can bring him up through the system. Jack Johnson's been through it. You know, guys like Davis Savard, who have been in the system for a while, those guys are helping him mature. But at the same time, have you seen the flex on that guy's stick when he shoots it?
Yeah.
It's like a rubber band.
The bar down shot he had last night against, who did we play last night?
One of those crappy teams that we beat.
Washington. Boom. Washington Crappers. The bar down he had on that, I mean, that thing went viral through all of the NHL world. That thing
That's
was
amazing.
A beauty.
It was right in the corner where the post meets the other post.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just insane. And then, you know, we score in overtime. Cam Atkinson, I'm kind of calling him, for my benefit, Mr. Overtime.
Mr. Overtime.
That's his second one he scored in the new format. And then on top of that, he's also like the last guy in the shootout sometimes.
Yeah.
And he just knows how to win the games to bury that shot. He's got a lot of skill set. So
I feel like one of the biggest contributions or the biggest components to this season right now is the fact that our captain, Nick Foligno, is playing good hockey.
Yeah.
He's leading the team with 16 points. And I love the consistency of Winberg. I mean, he's been consistent last year too, but his numbers are really up there this year.
He's going into the dirty areas just like Torts said. He's finally getting away from being around the perimeter, watching the play develop.
Yep.
He's going into the gritty areas, and not just that, he's throwing his body weight around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have a lot of young talent right now, but like the only thing I hope for as a fan is that we would get bigger, stronger. There's a lot of teams that are bigger than us. I'm not saying that they're better, but they're bigger than us. Those bruises are going to start mounting up toward the season.
Yeah.
And that's where I get kind of nervous as a fan because I don't want those guys sitting on a on IR or they're having to do scratches here and there.
Yeah, I feel like the Jackets have always been historically kind of a smaller team.
Yeah.
That's why I love the fact Anderson's up here. Mm-hmm. He's a big body. He has like 5 goals on the season right now. He's showing that he can score on the fourth line.
What did I say? Yeah. You're only as good as your fourth line.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm right there with you, man. I'm excited. I mean, this is coming from a guy that before the season started, I really had no idea what to expect, and I didn't have really any expectation for this team to kind of do anything. And I, so far, am wrong, knock on wood, that it continues. So.
That's what makes it even better, though, going in without expecting huge things.
It's almost like, yeah. You just don't want. You don't want to care.
I don't want to start getting overhyped. Now that things are going well, just let's just keep going.
Yeah.
Now, Taylor, what is your take on the season so far? Since you're our special guest, NHL correspondent.
What is your Twitter handle? We want everyone to follow you.
What is my Twitter handle?
I don't know. You tell me.
I have zero clue too. I just retweet a lot of her sketches. Yeah. You might have seen them.
I have seen those.
I've
seen them in person now.
You've seen them in person.
How you say you do that with charcoal?
Yeah.
She has done some amazing
charcoal. I would like one
sketches.
Done of me. Please.
I feel like it'd have to be like super fancy. Jordan, get you a crown, like
ooh,
a throne
that would be
maybe.
Great.
Jordan just
I'll
trying
make that
to
my
be
profile
cool.
picture.
I had a poster last year, so I don't really care.
Okay.
I did. In the caption it says Matt Pfeffer of
hey
the
no,
artillery.
Hey, let's not fight.
Yeah, let's not fight, man.
I'm not I will drop the gloves. He's just trying to be cool, so.
I'm not. I just want a cool charcoal myself.
Okay. I will give you that.
Oh, thanks.
I'll make
Thank you,
one. You
for granting me that. I appreciate it. Last I checked, I asked Taylor, but, you know.
I can draw.
I know you can. I wasn't talking about you, but if you want to draw one of me, too. All right. We've been rambling on too much. We are going to go to break, and when we come back, we should have a special guest. Don't really know yet, but if we don't, we'll grab somebody randomly.
Yeah, it's So if you're here at the bartending event, get ready.
We'll be right back on the Fifth Line Podcast. Welcome back into the Fifth Line Podcast. I'm Jordan Mills, joined here by two special guests. We got Lucas Sedlak and Josh Anderson. Welcome back into the podcast, boys.
Thank you.
Well, back in. Josh, you've been on before. Lucas, it's your first time. I'm sorry that you had to do this.
No, it's fine. I like it.
You guys having a good time tonight?
Great time.
Yeah? Yes. Good season so far?
Yeah, so far we're out to a really good start. We want to start a trend at home, and that's winning at home and make people who come in our building tough to play against, and we're doing a good job of that so far.
Yeah, one serious question here before we get into some fun stuff. You were part of the team some last year. What do you think is the biggest difference from last season to this season and why we're seeing so much success right now?
I think just in the room, it's different. I mean, a lot of guys are really comfortable with each other, a lot more younger team. We're hanging out with each other away from the rink and doing more activities together. And we're just playing really well. We're really connecting well together.
Yeah. All right, enough of that. Now we're going to go into some rapid fire. You've been on the pod before. You know we kind of do the rapid fire. If you remember, I don't know. You're fairly new, you know, to being called up here. You may have to defer to him, but you can refer to some of your Lake Erie teammates, too.
Okay.
So here we go. We're going to go teammate rapid fire. So we're going to be pitting you against your teammates. We want to know which teammate has the weirdest pregame ritual.
Lucas Sedlak.
What do you do?
I don't do actually really anything. I don't know.
He doesn't take naps, so he's not. It's not normal
take
for
a
him.
Nap?
He doesn't
yeah,
take a nap.
Yeah,
he's the only guy I don't know who doesn't take a nap on a game day.
No,
so,
that's weird.
Yeah.
You gotta take a nap.
Really weird.
I'm old now, so I gotta take my naps. Even I don't even play, and I take a nap for the game.
Yeah.
All right. Which teammate do you not want to room with on the road because they can't ever clean up after themselves?
Josh Anderson.
Okay, now we can't go back and forth there. Come on now.
I will go Zach Werenski.
Okay. He's still a young one.
He's a young guy. He's got to learn a little bit. But I don't know, just maybe a couple little things. Whenever I go back to my room, he doesn't leave it unlocked. He doesn't put the hatch out.
Oh.
So I have to get my key out whenever I'm bringing waters up to the room. And I bring an extra water for him. And my door's locked. And I'm scrambling for my key. So
yeah.
I'll probably say him.
Yeah. You got to get on about that.
Yeah, I already am.
Any Lake Erie guys? Any guys with the Jackets right now? Or?
Yeah, I would go with Marcus Heinikainen.
Okay.
You know, play a couple games up there. So, yeah, he's a little bit of your roommate, I guess.
All right. All right, so most embarrassing thing you've caught a teammate doing. We'll keep it PG.
I'd probably say Boone Jenner kissing a stick during the game.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
I've seen a couple. I've seen him do that a couple
that?
Times.
I've seen a lot. I've seen him do it. I've seen other players do it, too.
Yeah.
You just have this relationship with your stick.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've tried it a couple times this year, but.
It's just, worked. I mean, you're scoring
some
goals.
Yeah, it's worked for sure. But I definitely got to say Boone Jenner. When I first saw it, I was like, what is he doing? yeah.
Yeah, that was instant gif on Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll go. Which teammate pulls off the best pranks?
I'd probably say Scott Hartnell.
Yeah. Scott Hartnell?
Yeah, he's probably the funniest guy on our team.
Yeah.
For sure.
Can you name anything that he's done?
It's just all the little jokes he does every day, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. That's good enough. All right, which teammate, when you're going out on the town, is the cheapest? He probably won't pick up the tab.
I think I'm staring at him right now.
Oh, yeah?
I'm pretty sure.
No way.
Yeah.
I would go with Marcus Heinikainen again.
Oh, again? Man, we're just going to throw all these guys under the bus. I love it. Which teammate, you will never get in a car with them if they're driving? Worst driver?
I'm not sure about that. I have my own car, so I don't really get any rides with anybody. But when I do, we're all pretty good drivers.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on the board with that.
Fair enough. Which teammate takes the longest to get ready?
Longest to get ready?
Is that Wierenski probably?
Yeah.
Wierenski?
That or maybe even Wenberg, too. I see him getting ready. Probably one of the first guys to get ready in the
last dressing. One out the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's sitting around a lot.
Yeah.
All right, last one. We'll let you guys go. If you are, you know, a night out on the town with the guys and you wake up the next morning in a jail cell, who's the teammate that's next to you?
Seth Jones?
Why's that?
Just because we're always out together. Yeah. I mean, I'm with him all the time. And
Ride or die.
Yeah.
All right. What about you?
Yeah, I'm not going out that much. I have my girlfriend, so I wouldn't end up in the cell probably.
She'll be in there with you?
Yeah, maybe.
Or you'll be texting her, like, come save me.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah.
And then she won't talk to you for a while.
Yeah.
All right, boys. I appreciate you guys for coming on the podcast. Oh, yeah. We got Fifth Line wristbands. You got to rock them.
Perfect.
Perfect. All right. Thanks for coming on the pod, and have a good rest of the night.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Welcome back into the Fifth Line podcast. That was Josh Anderson and Lucas Sedlak. But, hey, we had a great time here at Old Brothers for the celebrity bartending event. A lot of money was raised for the Blue Jackets Foundation. That's always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
Boone was bringing in some money today.
So much money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that stash. No, it all goes back to that.
It's not the stash.
It's the power of the stash. It has to be.
Power of the stash.
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah, it's the power of the stash.
And beyond that, I mean, go to sonsofhockey.com, buy our awesome merchandise.
Yes.
You're supporting our drinking habits. And we appreciate that.
Christmas is coming.
Christmas is coming. Christmas. I mean, yeah, you got to
start early.
Know, put Bye. That artillery tea underneath the Christmas tree.
There you go.
Oh my!
Right. There you go.
Wow!
I'm gonna make that our slogan. Tweet it.
Where's Rockefeller with the record contract? You know, he's spitting out rhymes. I mean, Jay-Z's got competition now.
More like maybe country.
Country Jay-Z?
Yes.
Jason Aldean country, like rapping country.
Florida Georgia Line. I think they rap in a couple of their songs.
Oh, God. I'm not a big fan.
They're okay.
Air Church all the way.
Hey, I'm going to go see Chase Rice tomorrow at the Express Live.
Oh, nice. Chase is in town.
Yeah, he's in town. He's a Buckeye. He's a Buckeye dude.
That's right. He is a Buckeye. He likes to party.
He does. It's always a good time. But, hey, we're going to stop rambling because everybody's probably already tuned this out now. And we're going to be doing another podcast here hopefully in the next week or so. Mm-hmm. Stay on the lookout for that. Until next time, I'm Jordan. She's Taylor. That's Matt.
Keep the Fifth Line hot.
There you go.
All right.